response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, Steve, good to be back and all of that. And time for you to get us on out of here with some closing remarks, some inspiring words like you always do.
I want to encourage people, but I got to tell you the truth about it. You know, it's sort of a, I've decided to go forward with the truth as I've learned it. And I've decided to ignore naysayers and people who don't want to hear the factual part of how difficult success is. But if you explain it to people and they understand that you've gone through the hardships of trying to become successful yourself, when they face hardships, I think they can see it better for themselves. And Deion Sanders told me one time, he says, Steve, stop throwing the life raft to people swimming away from the boat. He said, just throw your life raft to them people that want to be saved. And so, and that's saved in just an analytical sense or an analogy that he was using in terms of people who want to be motivated or encouraged or given the tools for success. So in light of that, here's something else I want to remind people of. Because people don't like to hear about the uncomfortable side of it. You know, they want to just go, you know, I want to sleep long as I want. You got to get this much sleep. And okay, fine, fine, fine. I had to come to that resolution after speaking the truth about sleep. As I know it, as I know it, I can't tell you anything I don't know. I don't know how to be successful sleeping a third of your life. I don't know anyone that made it to success sleeping a third of their life. I just don't know anybody. Now, if you're wealthy, you can sleep 8 hours. But if you're trying to get there, I just don't know anybody that's done it that way. And that's all I was trying to speak about. So what I'm about to share with you now is another thing. See, and I want you to understand something about when you see people with what you consider convenient lives. Convenience is built by inconvenience. It's just the way it is. Convenience is built by inconvenience. If you want to have a convenient life, you are going to have to inconvenience yourself on many, many occasions. And it won't be just some every now and then. In order to have a convenient life, you are going to have to spend a great deal of your current life being inconvenient. It's the only way it's done. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. That's a scientific law, but it's also a spiritual law. If you do good to everybody, good will come to you. If you do evil to everybody, evil gonna come your way. So convenience is built through inconvenience. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if you put out evil, the equal and opposite reaction will be, the equal is you gonna get evil too. The opposite is you won't be putting it out. It'll be coming back to you. So do you understand what I'm trying to say? So if you want a life of convenience, it is built through inconvenience. Another way to look at it is, and what I just had to come to terms with on my journey to success, and this is not a negative, y'all, it's okay. Because success is very, very hard. It just is, man. I wish I could tell people it's not hard, but it is. You have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. If you're trying to be comfortable, you're going to have to get okay with being uncomfortable for stretches at a time. I'm sorry, I'm sorry if that doesn't sound right to you. But if you talk to successful people, they will share that information with you. That you have to be comfortable. You have to get comfortable being uncomfortable. Because it's uncomfortable to become successful. It's inconvenient to become successful. It really, really is. But these are things that you have to be willing to cope with to get the equal and opposite reaction. The equal part is this the opposite part is this inconvenience will become convenient. That's the way it works, man. I wish I could. I don't know if I'm saying it to you the way I want to deliver the message, but I'm just trying to get you to understand that it's okay. But in your moments of uncomfortableness, in your moments of inconvenience, you can rest assured that God is with you all the way. That God didn't say your life would be easy. Faith doesn't make it easy. Faith makes it possible. And all you want to know is that what I'm going through will create the possibility of me becoming successful. Then I'm willing to go through the necessary pains and growths and everything to become successful. And if you got God in your life, He can give you the strength, the power, the will to endure anything. With Christ, all things are possible. Faith doesn't make it easy. Faith makes it possible. You've got to understand that. That's my message today. That's what I want everybody to gather. We'll talk some more.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.